Chapter 16. After his briefing, Azar Nessun felt sure he could monetize Nikari's information about Fex, brain-sucking skull borers and all, and allowed us to pick the fastest engine available on the planet that would fit the jewel.
The engine won't get here for a couple of days, at least, and you must be exhausted, he said. Let's get you a place to lie low while this gets sorted out. I will be in touch.
We ducked back into the ship to get hooded cloaks before departing to a hotel near the spaceport. I worried that R2 was probably recognizable, but he could plausibly be any astromech droid of his series and not necessarily the one involved in the operation on Deenon. Utterly exhausted after a day that began in another part of the galaxy, I fell asleep almost as soon as I crashed onto the bed. After a night's well-earned sleep, we ordered room service and ate together in my room. We thought it wiser than showing our faces in the hotel's buffet. Or anywhere. Drusel hadn't slept much. She'd spent most of the night slicing into the accounts of Azar Nessun's employees.
The Wookiee was completely clean, she reported. As one might expect. They are not a species prone to sympathizing with a regime that commonly enslaves them. Another of the mechanics, Aduros, supplements his income by selling powdered Pazic horn off-planet as an aphrodisiac, but otherwise has no interest regarding us. The other two may present problems.
Which two are they? Nikari asked.
Ra'uf Wala'uk and Mig Birkit, both Kupoans.
Glancing across the hangar at the light freighter next to the Desert Jewel, I noted that neither of the Kupoans was there. Only the Wookiee and the Duros had shown up for work today. Drusel continued.
I was able to stifle the initial efforts of the former, but unfortunately, the latter got off some communication to the Empire before I could interfere.
What kind of communication?
A general insistence that we are somewhere on Kupo, and he might be able to narrow down the search and point them in the right direction, for a fee. He didn't give our precise whereabouts, but the Empire is capable of tracing his transmission to this city, and presumably to his place of work. I erased the file, but they could have read it and acted before I did so.
Acted how?
They may be en route even now, looking for Mig Birkit and additional details. Or they may have contacted Confederates already on the planet. They may have reached him already.
Nikari cursed.
We can't stay, then.
We have no place else to go, I pointed out. And leaving now before we get repairs will only cause the rest of the crew to get suspicious. It would be better and simpler if Mig Birkit wasn't around to be questioned when the Empire comes looking for him.
So you're saying we should make him disappear?
Temporarily, I said. Not permanently. Maybe a couple of days tied up in a hotel room. He can be Azar Nessun's problem after that.
And if the Empire's already found him?
We may have to resort to permanent disappearing if that's the case. But only because he'll probably be shooting at us along with Imperial troops. The Given shook her head.
I doubt a single unconfirmed message would mobilize troops. More likely, it will mobilize an investigator or a lazy electronic request for more information. I will intercept any messages sent to Mig and Ra'uf, of course, but I cannot control his personal interactions.
That gives us a project for the day, I guess,
Nikari said.
Can't do anything without the replacement engine, and we'd have to hide out in our rooms instead. Actually, Drusel, that's probably what you should do in any case. Any Given seen on the street right now might draw more curiosity than we want.
I have no objections,
she replied.
I need to monitor communications in any case. But what will you do?
We'll go looking for Mig Birkit, I said. Nikari frowned.
Look where?
His house first, I said. I bet Drusel already has his address. She nodded. Failing that, we'll check the local cantinas.
You mean the places where anyone would sell us out for a drink?
We can go in disguise, underneath our hoods. Should be fine.
The investigator could be almost anyone,
Drusel cautioned.
The ISB won't advertise themselves by wearing a uniform.
We'll be careful.
Will you also try to discover if the Alliance successfully extracted my family?
Yeah, we'll look into it. We have a dead drop on the planet. Not sure if we'll get an answer before we leave, but it's worth a try. Drusel gave us Meg Burkett's address, and we walked her to her room. We left her with strict instructions not to open her door for anyone unless they used a passphrase.
Oh, can I give you one?
Drusel asked as we stood in the hallway, and she stood at the threshold. Her mouth stayed open a little bit, and that might have signaled a smile. Since she seemed excited about it, I said sure. But before she could speak, I motioned us into a room.